Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 38 Special bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob Cuska, the founder and the president of the Fusion Factor. FusionFactor.com is the website, and he's got a new book coming out that we'll be launching on the show in a couple of months. Bob, I'm looking forward to that. Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Jim.
For birthing that baby. I tell men that getting a book writing a book and getting it published is as close as we'll ever come to having a baby, to birthing a baby.
And, this has been a 2-year gestation.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, we're talking about why some CEOs, seemingly with the same capability, qualities, intelligence, education, experience, why do some CEOs outperform others? And we just got through talking about the fact that being able to delegate is a big part of that. Being able to make decisions is a big part of that. Having an organization that you can plan with and for is a big part of that. What are some other reasons why you think that some outperform others?
They're willing to seek out advice from others. They actually look for it. They go out and they look for smart people and they surround themselves with those people.
This is not to say that they don't know their own mind, right? That's not it at all.
They want to be intellectually challenged. You know, mm-hmm. they'll call up another peer and say, "What do you think about this?" And see, they're smart enough to know that they don't know everything, Jim.
Mm-hmm. When I was in the last stages of my book that we're going to be releasing later this year, first of next year, I sent my manuscript out to about a dozen of my brain trust members. I call them my SOBs, and because I knew they would challenge me, they would push back, they would say, you know, what the heck were you talking about here? I don't understand this. What's wrong? But you know, they would push back, and they did, and they made my book better.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
but it hurt, but you know what, Bob? It hurt my feelings a little bit. I will say that when I got those comments, it stung a little bit. But then I said, okay, this book would not be as good as it could be without that advice.
Yeah, CEOs have to have thick skins, Jim, as you know. Yeah. But they also they can listen to advice and say, I'm not going to do that. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your input, but I'm going in a different direction, and that's fine, too.
And that's a CEO who knows his or her own mind.
That's right. That's right. The other thing that I find the ones that grow more do is they research and investigate new things. They're always looking for a better mousetrap.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, Jim, one of my CEOs designs trade show exhibits. And he said to me at the last meeting, I just bought a 3D printer. And I said, well, how's that going to help your business? And he said, I don't know yet, but I do know that this technology is going to change the way we manufacture.
Right.
And so he went and spent $5,000 to investigate technology.
Right. Oh, yeah. You've got to – here's the thing. You're either going to be innovative or you're going to be run over by innovation today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the only way you can be innovative is constantly looking for new things that say, there's some technology, there's a different way of doing things, I'm going to change my positioning, I'm going to expand my services, I'm going to look for new ideas on how to make this business even better.
There's something that one or two of my brain trust members have taught us over the years, and that is the way we think about change. And one of them is you can either react to change, that's not going to work. You can acknowledge change, that won't work. You can manage change, that's not horrible, but that's not enough. You have to lead change. And when your CEO bought a $5,000 printer that he didn't know exactly what it was going to do for him, he said, I'm going to be a change leader. I'm going to invest in my change leadership.
That's right. And I've watched his business. I've watched him grow over the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. And he's one of my leading growers in the group.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that he hasn't had his challenges in this economy. But he's always out there pushing the envelope.
How old is that person? I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm going to say Michael's in his mid-40s.
Okay. All right. Good. Good for him.
Yeah. Now, some other things to think about. And his, for your business owners out there who said, okay, how do I do this? Now, if I want, you want me to change, I say, sit down and on a piece of paper, map out the 7 or 8 top categories of things that you do. Do you do the marketing and the finance and the operations, sales, tech? What are those things? So map them all out. I'm the one who sets the direction for the business and manages the budget, whatever those categories are. In the second column, say, how much time do I spend on these things? And at the end of the bottom of the line, it's got to be 100%. And then say, of those things, what are the 1 to 10, however number you have, what are the most important things? And see if you're spending too much time on the lower priorities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing that I find the successful guys do, Jim.
Bob, we're going to have to leave that for another day.
Okay,
but,
Jim.
So, folks, but you can find out more about this at Fusion Factor. That's right, fusionfactor.com, right?
TheFusionFactor.com.
TheFusionFactor.com. Hey, Bob, good job today. We learned a lot. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Take care, Jim.
Bob Cuska, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.